Hello and welcome to the Kurt Beavers Make a Life podcast, where Kurt presents ideas and strategies to help you make a life, not just a living. Here's your host, Kurt Beavers.
Hello, this is Kurt Beavers, and today in our Make a Life podcast, you're going to hear about having a DMO. Some of you may not know what a DMO is, and it comes from an old military term, and that's daily method of operation. You got to build rhythm. You've got to build patterns and rhythms to your business, just like we've been talking about for so long about managing your month, starting well and finishing strong. Well, a smaller component of that is having a DMO on a daily basis. I'm so excited that you're going to get to hear from some awesome leaders. DMO has been a part of my routine for a long time. And for me, it starts with getting up early, having that quiet, focused time, reading, thinking, planning, and strategizing the day. For me, before the rest of the world wakes up, I get my day organized, my plan in place for the relationships I'm going to come in contact with, the calls I've got to make, the people I've got to see, the things that I've got to do. And before lunchtime, I've got more done than most people do in a full day. I think you're going to hear from these leaders that they too can credit having a DMO and a rhythm to their success. Now, all four of these leaders have reached the very top level in our company, but you're going to find that each of their DMOs are a little bit different. You've got to develop your own DMO that's within your style, that will keep you focused and on track and make sure that you have consistency in your business. The first person that's going to share with you is Jamie Kinsey. She's from the state of Missouri. She is a great mom, a great leader, a great wife, has a great family, and her husband, Jaron, are building an incredible business. I think you'll see that she's embraced, as part of her DMO, one of the things that makes building a business faster so much easier today, and that's the power of social media. So here's National Marketing Director Jamie Kinsey from Missouri sharing with you a little bit about her DMO.
Hey, Kurt. I wanted to chat with you a little bit about my daily method of operation, or DMO. Now, and especially as I was rising up in this marketing plan, and I'm going to highlight actually a little bit even more so the last 3 years, specifically because when I committed to really, really moving forward in this business, which happened 3 years ago, that's when a lot of my activity and momentum started happening. And so first and foremost, I think every day, like, I am Juice Plus, like, it encompasses my life. And I say that, like, in the most positive way. Like, this business has been positive peer pressure for me to live a life worth living, right? So for me, living the mission of inspiring health. So I not only, you know, try to share health information, but I try to live it. So I am very much using social media and touching social media in some facet every single day. And, you know, whether it's to be indirect and to try to be a lighthouse with, you know, sharing how I'm living that mission, to me being very direct in private messages with some people, or getting into chats on Messenger with those who are online. Trying to connect with somebody to either kindle a relationship, rekindle a relationship, but at the same time, very publicly putting out my life on social media. And so that when I get to be into relationship with people, to rekindle or to kindle, a lot of times the common conversation is around my life, because I'm the one who took the driver's seat with social media and who is sharing this message of inspiring healthier living and being the lighthouse. So social media is very much part of my daily method of operation. And I would second say that a huge piece of my daily method of operation is Voxer. It's the communication tools. And as businesses grow, then, you know, the hierarchy of importance of listening to the messages come from my team first and foremost. And then it is to, you know, other mentors in my life, probably second, and then to other chat groups that may exist. Those kind of come third on my priority list of getting to Voxer messages. So I touched on social media, but such a large part of that too is what I'm doing on my personal, in my team group, for Kinsey Team Strong, and, always trying to keep a video of myself and, or myself and Brandy, like kind of the focus we want to have for the week with our team, and leaving a little training tip, visually is always important, because we can't put a video within Boxer. And, so that's a huge piece of what we do is, you know, sharing, accomplishments and promotions, especially right now, this at the close of business, we're very good about doing that. So there's some things that we do as leaders that go monthly, and there's some things, you know, we're doing on a daily business or daily basis to connect, just with people. The more people you can be in connection with, the better. And, you know, I shared a quote yesterday on my social media wall from Mother Teresa, and it's kind of to leave every situation, you know, the hope that when somebody leaves being in contact with you, they leave a happier person. And so that's kind of always my intention throughout my day is whoever I may encounter, may they leave the encounter a happier person because they connected with me. So I'm definitely not preaching Juice Plus. I'm living a mission, and people get to see that and hopefully be inspired by that. So I hope that helps. People kind of learning a little bit about what I do on my daily method of operation. But a lot of communication and a lot of lives being communicated with.
Jamie, thanks so much for sharing with us how important it's been for you to stay focused on the task at hand. What a great job of not only doing things and having a DMO, but being a great example and a great testimony for your team so they can model and see what you're doing and create something that's so duplicatable. Now, our next guest today is Leanne Gordon. And Leanne Gordon is a 100 Club National Marketing Director from Florida. And believe it or not, she's reached the top pinnacle in our business while homeschooling all of her kids. And Leanne's going to share with you a little bit about her DMO. But what's unique about Leanne is that Leanne talks a lot about consistency, not necessarily how much you do, but that what you do it consistently. She's got some great examples from her personal life, from how we manage our finances, and I think you're going to see that while Leanne has reached the top, I think you're going to see that she's not only implementing her DMO, but she's not just a leader, she's creating leaders. Leanne's one of my dear friends, and I'm so excited for you to hear today from Leanne Gordon.
Hi, Kurt. You asked me to share a couple of thoughts about the significance of having a strong DMO, and I'm happy to do that as I see that as one of the critical pieces of our business. And one of the truths that I have shared over and over through the years is something I heard David Beavers say, consistency creates miracles. And I have seen that in every area of my life, whether it's my health, you know, what I'm eating or not eating every day, whether I'm exercising or not exercising, that consistency over time creates the miracle that I just turned 50 and I feel better than I did at 40. So I'm eating my Juice Plus every day. I'm drinking my shakes every day. I'm eating produce off my tower garden every day. You know, the consistency of all that creates an incredibly healthy body. What about our finances? It's the same thing. Years ago, we paid off our mortgage way early simply by paying a little more than we had to every single month over time. And what about our business? Consistency in our business is truly just as powerful or more so. And because first of all, whatever we do, our team will do. So we want to lead by example. So that's, we want to be the best distributor on our team, and consistency is that piece. So, I think first of all, it's a mindset of treating my business like a business. And when you get down to what does that look like? How do you make that practical? I think there are really two key pieces. The first one is to have a plan. And every Sunday night, I like to look at my week and say, okay, what events are coming up? What events do I need to get on the calendar for, you know, beyond that? And plan. And what time am I going to be spending every day carving out time for the high-paying activities, as well as where am I going to be, who am I going to see, and being prepared for that. So first of all, it starts with having a plan every week is what's worked for me. And then second is to be consistent in doing something for my business every single day. And of course, you know, rearranging my desk doesn't count. It's got to be those high-paying activities, you know, sharing my story, following up, great customer care calls, inviting to events, those kinds of things, sharing the healthy living plan. We're all over that right now in a better way than we've ever been. You know, those are high-paying activities. And if you're doing some of those every single day, treating your business like a business, you know, I had that mindset early on. And actually, I got that at the first boot camp I went to. You know, getting to an event will help you find your why. And when the why-to is strong enough, the how-tos are easy. They're easy. They're fun. It never feels like work. It's inspiring. It's energy giving. It's amazing. So before you even really dig into it, you know, first of all, getting that strong why is an amazing fuel for DMO. But, you know, treating my business like a business, it wasn't long, actually less than 2 years before this was paying me like a business. I made national marketing director in less than 2 years. This became the full-time income. We chose to make this our only income for our family after less than 2 years. So treating it like a business will pay you like a business. And just one other comment is Catherine Lee recently did a call, and she talked about intention versus action. And I have loved this principle. Intention is your goal, your desire, where you want to be, all of that. But your intention is not fully in your control. What's fully in your control is your action. And so setting a specific, I'm going to talk to this many new people a day, or I'm going to share my story this many times a day, or I'm going to do this many customer care calls in a day, and making sure you're doing some in each of the different categories, that's the brilliance of the 2x2x2x2. You know, some of those categories we find, you know, we're more drawn to than others, but making sure we're doing a little bit of all the different high-paying activities. But that action, intention versus action, when you have said, this is what I'm going to do each day, and you have done that, you get to go to bed at night knowing that you have done what you're supposed to do, and you can feel great, right? And at the end of the conference period, if that big promotion doesn't come, okay, did you give it your all? Did you treat your business like a business and follow through with action in those high-paying activities every single day? If so, it's going to come. It's not if, but when. So either you will be celebrating that big promotion, right? Or you soon will be, because the law of sowing and reaping is a law. Hope that helps.
Thanks so much, Leanne, for just adding to this understanding of what a DMO looks like by just really emphasizing that we need to be consistent in our activities. Almost thinking of DMO is developing the right habits that are going to help you build your business on a daily basis, and not doing them for one little surge and then relaxing, but staying consistent and unfocused. So, Leanne, that was awesome, and so proud of what you've done and the leader you are, and thanks so much for sharing. Our next guest is Beth Leopold. She is also from the state of Florida. She is indeed a great mom, and one of the things I admire most about Beth is she's reached the top level in our company of 100 Club National Marketing Director, and she's got one of the fastest growing businesses in our company today. But Beth has boundaries, and I love the fact that someone can lead, be successful, get a tremendous amount of work done, influence lots of people, build leaders under them, but she puts boundaries in place so that she can play the roles that are critical to her, and that of being a mom, being a great part of leading her family with her husband. And I think you're going to hear from Beth that she is on task and getting it done. So I'm excited for you to hear from Beth. So here's Beth.
Hi, everyone. My name is Beth Leopold. I'm a National Marketing Director, 100 Club member, live in Wesley Chapel, Florida, and really thrilled to talk about DMO today. It's something that I implemented early when I really wanted a business. I didn't want a hobby paycheck. I wanted a business paycheck, and a DMO is crucial. A DMO is something that you do every day in your life. It's consistent activity every day that produces results. It's not, I'm going to be in the game a few months and then fall out of the game. And remember, when you do that in your business cycle, people see that and are constantly watching you. So be in the game every day, first of all, and have a strong DMO. You always want to ink times in your calendar because that increases the chances of it happening. I work strongly from a calendar that revolves around my family life, and I am glad that I started out strong with that. I'm going to give a couple examples of a DMO working into your business at 30-minute increments throughout your day and week. And this is kind of something that will weave into your week, even if you have 4 hours a week. Most people, I feel, can fit maybe 4 to 5 hours into their Juice Plus business. So the first hour and a half of 30-minute calls, I would have on my schedule strong meeting someone, dialing them into a conference call. We have a lot of access to conference calls on all of our teams. Web walks, something that is actively bringing them in to an event by the phone. 30 minutes at least once a week. And if you do that over the next 3 weeks, that's an attraction call or bringing someone to your sponsor to hear the business story. And if you can do three of those in the next 3 weeks, one a week for 30 minutes, that will really benefit your business because it's all about building team and building frontline team, especially when you're getting started. I probably spend 30 minutes once a week on customer care. A little less if you're not self-qualified yet, but you shouldn't be spending hours on this. You should be putting time into talking to new people, building new relationships. So you can get a lot done in a 30-minute time frame by retouching and just checking on that with customer care once a week. About 1.5 hours, so 3 30-minute times that you're calling to talk to people, reconnecting with people, or talking to new people and building relationships. Whatever can get you in front of people. And if you do that, three times 30 minutes for the week, that gets you in front of 9 people over the 3-week period. And maybe about 30 minutes building for upcoming events. You know, events are a driving force. Again, people are introduced to our culture. They want to be around us. So look at that. What's coming up? Prevention Plus events, wine and wellness events, local events. So with this time frame, you can easily put that into your week, and that can be about 4 to 6 hours a week on your Juice Plus business if you're working full time. And guess what? If you're not, you can double it. If you want more out of your business, double it. Double those hours and grow that. As your team grows, you'll find that you'll be filling in more times to help get them started, launch your team up. And that's really the consistency of having those 30-minute time frames throughout your business on your schedule. A few things to remember is your team will do what you do. If you're not willing to do it, don't expect your team to do it. So, again, it goes back to being in the game every single day to build it. Everything in life takes commitment. But in our Juice Plus business, if you commit the time, the effort, and the energy to grow your business, it leads to a future of financial freedom, security, and more time. Everyone wants more time to do the things that they want. Not many people can build that over a 3 to 5 year period in a traditional business. So you can build the business you want. It's up to you. Let's go out and make it happen.
Beth, thanks so much. I mean, you are so organized. You've got such a plan in place, and I love how you broke down our week and the time we invest in our business into specific targeted categories and tasks. And I just know from watching you work and hearing from other leaders around the country that your whole team is embracing this, and it's one of the reasons your business is growing so fast. So thanks for sharing. Last but not least, Gordon Hester works for Jeff Roberti, the top income earner in our company, and helps strategize, run, and plan one of the largest organizations in our entire industry. And Gordon's got a bird's eye view of what leaders are doing, what they're not doing, from looking at reports and details. And he knows that those in this large organization that he oversees, the ones that are succeeding, have a DMO. They have a routine that makes them successful. They don't just do it once. They consistently do it. And you're going to hear Gordon share with you that not only is he seeing that in leaders in the industry, but DMO is just a critical part of his life. Gordon's one of the most intelligent men that I know. He's a professional business consultant. He understands business. He understands trends. He understands systems. But he also understands that a daily method of operation of doing the right things to build your business are important. So you're going to hear from Gordon now, and I think he's going to bless your socks off.
Hi, everyone. Gordon Hester here. Hope you guys are doing great today. First, I wanted to thank Kurt for allowing me to have a couple minutes to share with you just some quick thoughts on the DMO, the daily method of operation. This has always been something that's critically important to things that I study and apply to my life because it actually makes a huge difference. You know, I always tell people a good DMO is a plan and a routine that helps you move in the direction of the plan you want for your life. You know, whatever that plan is, whatever that vision is or that dream. And not only does it move you in that direction, but it does it efficiently. So I wanted to share a couple tips with you about DMO and how it affects these two things. The first is rule number one. When I teach time management, I always teach it's about two things. It's about a plan and it's about control. And control is the one that most people struggle with. It's that they don't have a plan for their life. It's that they lose control and life runs them instead of them running life. So when we look at control, the first place we have to look is always in the mirror and look at our systems and what we have in place, you know, and especially our communication systems. And a good example is email. I can remember when I struggled with emails, and every time my Outlook would ding, I'd go run over and check the email. Then, you know, depending on the studies, I now realize that every time I get interrupted, it takes 12 to 25 minutes to get back on track. And I began to understand the power of scheduling all my communication and how much that gave me the ability to control my time and to have an effective DMO. I learned that it was really important to be proactive in managing my day, not reactive. So I needed to be in control. And I also recognized that the biggest component to reactive management were people. You know, I had to realize that what I enable and I invite, and if I allow people to create urgencies in my life, if I allow people to take control of my time, these people, as they add up and we have more influence and more relationships, start to take over your life. And I see so many people, they get struggle with how people impact their time management and their DMO. And what I will encourage you is I look at people in this capacity as either the wind behind my back or an anchor around my neck. So if somebody's embracing me and helping me be proactive in my DMO, then I do everything I can with those people. But often what slows us down are the people that are anchors around our neck, those people that, you know, create urgencies, take away our time. We're always fighting for that back from them. And, you know, like I said, what you enable, you invite. You cut those anchors, you cut a couple of them, it'll feel like freedom, and all of a sudden your DMO will start working. You know, of course, with my DMO, I put a lot of focus on the activities that matter. In the Juice Plus business, we talk about these a lot as paying activities. So to me, anything that gets a customer, keeps a customer, gets a team member, keeps a team member, anything that is about building relationships around our mission, these are all great activities. And the more of these we do and the more efficient we're doing them, the better off we're going to be. But I'm going to leave you with one final thought. If you understand sort of the science behind the brain and the neuroscience, you begin to understand the power of habits. And DMO is a habit. It's a routine. It's something that we do over and over again, and it just becomes the way. And what we know about habits is that the routines become habits, and the habits represent about 40% of our day. They become part of our subconscious. And there was a study out of Duke that said this 40% is pretty much the norm for everybody. So if you think about it, almost half of your day is controlled by the habits that you create. And knowing that DMO is probably the most powerful habit you'll deal with throughout your life, this is something you need to get right. And just remember, at the end of the day, better habits equal a better life, equals better results. So make your DMO strong, make it powerful, and make sure it moves you as quickly and as efficiently toward the plan you want for your life. And I wish you guys the best in having the life you want. Thank you.
Wow, that was incredible. From all four of you phenomenal people, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you for taking a few minutes to share that 4 to 5 minute message on how and why DMO is so important, how you've built it, how you've implemented a DMO that fits with your rhythms and who you are personally. And I just love that. And I want to challenge everyone who's listened to this to leave here and know that what you need to do now is you've heard from the best of the best that are building the biggest and best organizations that are growing and dynamic. They each have a DMO. You know, I know I've got to get up every day and seize the moment. I mean, you know, I wake up and take each day and want to seize it, not just to sit back and let it happen. So part of this challenge for you is right now the whole concept of DMO has been laid out before you, and you've got an option to be reactive or proactive. And reactive would be, let's just see what happens. I'll see how this thing pans out. Or proactive would be you taking some notes, maybe listening to this again and deciding maybe a nugget of what Jamie said, maybe a nugget of what Leanne said, a nugget of what Beth said, and some wisdom from Gordon. It kind of all come together, and you've taken the best of each, and you want to come up with a daily method of operation that works for you. I would encourage you to get with your accountability partner, your coach, your buddy in this business, somebody that you walk along with side by side, that you can go over this with and kind of have some accountability to starting a DMO today. Don't wait, because I can assure you that I know in our business and for you and your desire to make a life and not just continue to make a living, maybe where you're stuck, that developing a DMO will help you get there, and the best is yet to come.